Hi, my name is Natasha Carter. I'm the host site coordinator for Mendocino County Office of Education, working with our AmeriCorps worker, Selena Ramos.
Healthy Minds Alliance is an innovative AmeriCorps program managed by Health 360 that engages AmeriCorps members of all ages and backgrounds to meet critical mental health needs in communities served by their host sites. AmeriCorps members serving with the Healthy Minds Alliance receive a stipend during their 10-month service term, and upon completion of their service term, receive an education award which can be used to repay qualified student loans and to pay current educational expenses at eligible institutions of higher education and training programs. If you're interested in becoming an AmeriCorps member or would like information on how your organization could become a host site, please see our show notes for information on how to apply.
So welcome, current, former, and future AmeriCorps service members. My name is Michael, and I will be your host for today's Healthy Minds Alliance podcast. I'm also a serving AmeriCorps member. Joining me today is Natasha Carter. Natasha, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We are so excited to get a chance to talk to you. More than likely, this will be like our fifth or sixth episode. So by the time people are listening to this, they'll have had a chance to kind of get an idea of how the show works. But you're the first time I've actually got to interview someone who acts as a coordinator or in some cases supervisor. Specifically, your role is a little bit different. So I just want to get some information about you. So let's start with, again, what organization do you work for?
I work for the Mendocino County Office of Education.
Excellent. And then if you don't mind, what is your role there in addition to what you do with the AmeriCorps and Healthy Minds Alliance organization?
So I have sort of a catch-all title. I'm the special...
Happens a lot. Yeah.
I'm the special projects coordinator, which basically means I manage... We have a lot of grants that flow through our department, and I manage the grants. I help write grant reports. I help apply for grants. And then when we do get the grant, I do a lot of grant task management, from collecting data to, you know, coordinating or facilitating meetings, scheduling events, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So for me, I have a kind of a weird hybrid responsibility. I work for a school. I'm grant funded for that position, but I also serve as a volunteer through the AmeriCorps program at the same school. So I am a part-time employee as well as a full-time volunteer at the same organization. And one of my roles there is helping with the grant that basically funds myself. So like I collect data, I put together monthly reports that then get rolled into the yearly reports that they use to justify where the money came from. So I don't have the level you have, I'm sure, but I do have some experience with how that project works. And so I assume you must have really good organizational skills to be good at that.
I do. At least I like to pride myself on the fact that I do have good organizational skills, and I'm sort of an app junkie. So if I can find,
okay,
you know, any kind of apps or programs that help with organization, I use it. Currently, I'm totally into Notion, and so I use Notion to kind of track all my projects and, you know, all my deadlines and everything.
Oh, fantastic! So, what got you into this organization, you know, as a career? How did you find yourself working for the Office of Education?
You know, it's so I was working, my background is actually in counseling and social work. And I was working like years ago with the Child Protective Agency here in Mendocino County. And I actually took 12 years off to raise my children when I had my first child, decided that, and then I had my second child and decided it was, you know, it was costing me more in childcare than I was getting paid in salary. So I decided to stay home and be a stay-at-home parent. And then when my last child, I have three kids, when my youngest went back to school to full-time to first grade, was when I decided I wanted to kind of get back into the workforce, but I didn't want to work full-time because I still wanted to kind of leave some of those hours, especially after school, to pick up my kids and, you know, spend time with them after school. So I happened to find this job with MCOE where it was a part-time grant management position for a specific grant called the Eliminating Barriers to Education, something like that. I can't remember the exact title now. So I decided, you know, hey, 20 hours a week, that was what I was looking for. And the grant had to do with mental health, you know, creating mental health awareness, And that was kind of basically what my training had been in, what I'd been working with before I took those dozen years off to be a mom, a stay-at-home mom. So I thought that was a perfect fit. And that was how I kind of got into Mendocino County Office of Education. And I really enjoyed my time here. I think the people are great. The tasks are really varied. So I don't get bored doing one thing because it's you're always working on something different. And especially in my position, when the first grant finished, then we applied for another grant. So that's just the way it's mm-hmm. been throughout my 10 years here at MCOE. I've been working on just various different grants as they come in. And every grant had different grant tasks. And so, you know, the job
right.
shifting, which makes it really interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so then, so as we mentioned, so there is a position called a host site supervisor, mm-hmm. and you work closely with our AmeriCorps Healthy Minds Alliance members, but you're not technically that role. So I can just make sure we're not, you know, confusing anybody. So how do you align with your service members? And you mentioned the name of your service member now. I didn't catch it. What was it?
Selena Ramos.
Okay. So how are you working hand in hand with Selena now? And what are they doing to help kind of further the ambitions of your organization and be successful?
So we brought Selena in. Well, we actually, through this grant called the Mental Health Student Services Act grant, we decided to apply for an AmeriCorps worker through this grant. And, you know, I had just stumbled, I don't know, I think one of our community partner organizations had sent us an announcement for an application for AmeriCorps worker through Health 360, which we had not heard of before, but it was really in alignment with what we were doing at our organization in terms of promoting mental health awareness and literacy. We were just applying for this, what we call the MHSSA grant, which also has to do with promoting mental health literacy throughout our school districts, as well as in the community. And we thought, well, this was perfect because at the time we only had two or three mental health first aid instructors. And we thought it'd be great bringing in the AmeriCorps worker to help us provide those trainings because our mental health first aid instructors are all MCOE employees. So they have other jobs in addition to
right.
doing the teaching. So that's how we really got involved. We applied for an AmeriCorps worker. And then the pandemic hit. And of course, the first AmeriCorps worker we got, it was all virtual, but we had also pivoted to providing mental health first aid trainings virtually. So, you know, we did all of that virtual for the first couple of years. And then last year, we decided to continue our association with AmeriCorps and with Health 360, because I feel like we get a lot of support from them as well. And they've been great to work with. So we finally got Selena in.
And again, excuse my ignorance, but what is the process like applying for that position? For anyone who's listening who may want to become a host site, can you talk a little bit about how that process worked?
Yeah, so they have an online, if you go onto the Health 360 website, they do have an online application. They have now made the application process year-round. So you don't have to okay. wait for a certain period to apply. You can just submit the application at any time. There is a fee attached to host an AmeriCorps worker. We were doing it through the grant. So the grant we voted into the MHSSA grant. So that grant is funding our AmeriCorps worker.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they're pretty quick. Health 360 is pretty quick in terms of turnaround time, getting, you know, reviewing the applications and getting word to you whether you are accepted or not. I believe we were their first California host site.
Okay. That's exciting.
Yeah. Before us, they didn't have any host sites in California. So that is exciting. And they are hoping to expand into other areas of California too. So if you're a California organization listening in, apply to be a host site.
You can apply.
Yeah. It's been great.
So again, I know there's like this weird sort of like triangulation of how things work, mm-hmm. but when you were applied and you were accepted that you could be a host site, did you have any choice in who would be the person, the volunteer that comes in, you know, works is the wrong word, volunteers at your location, or do they do all that and then send you someone? How does that look?
Yeah, so no, you definitely had a choice of who you want to hire. So what they do is they go ahead, they don't do the hiring for you. They put it out on their national job board, SHIV, that's what they call it exactly. But they make the announcements for the AmeriCorps worker position that's available on your site. And then, you know, people who are interested in becoming an AmeriCorps worker will look through that just to find which sites they want to, you know, be considered for. And then they make the applications. Health360 will forward those applications to us if they list Mendocino County Office of Education as an interesting site to work for. They also, but we also are allowed to sort of do our own advertisement. So we'll put it out on EdJoin and things like that, you know, and make the announcements for this position. The one thing I have to say is that the challenges that we did find is that the AmeriCorps position is a 10-month service term. So when we've gotten applications from the East Coast, we've made several offers before, and then the AmeriCorps worker, potential AmeriCorps worker, would consider it and then maybe turn it down, because I think it's difficult for people to, you know, think about moving across the country for a 10-month, you know, position. So that's the challenge that we've had. And our last two AmeriCorps worker, including Selena for this year, have been more local. So
yeah,
it's really difficult to find, but we found them.
That's what I found. Again, all the other people I've talked to, is it's generally been someone who's been able to find an organization within their community already, or close, maybe where they're at school, if not where they were born and raised. Yeah. But yeah, I would say that, you know, again, I live not on the East Coast, but I live in the eastern part of the U.S., and it would definitely be a decision to make to move to California for a 10-month position that, you know, may or may not be renewed. Right. And, you know, I can see where that would be a difficult decision. But I'm glad you were able to find someone. So now I know that within my role as a volunteer with AmeriCorps and what I do at the school, a large part of that is the mental health first aid trainings that I do. What other things are your volunteers doing with you?
So we've done so we offer mental health first aid trainings in both the adult and the youth curriculum, and then this year we also added the question, persuade, refer, QPR, suicide prevention trainings.
Okay.
So we're doing those mostly virtually right now, and that's because, you know, everyone is so used to doing things virtually that I think people tend to.
The last 3 or 4 years have changed the world.
It did, because people don't really want to drive now to go to places. So we haven't gone back to in-person trainings. That takes up the bulk of, I think, their work. But other tasks that our AmeriCorps worker helps with are things like helping us coordinate if there are community events. Sometimes we do some tabling or vendor booths at community events and show how organized that. Helping with tracking. We have spreadsheets where we track, you know, how many people come to our trainings, how many people are getting certified in mental health first aid and QPR. So she does all our tracking spreadsheets.
So I guess I could say that you find them a valuable resource to have volunteering at your organization?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, she does. Because we've been able to offer a lot more training since she's been on board, just because that's her primary job, is to do the trainings. Whereas with the instructors who are MCOE employees, it's harder to sort of, because a training is, you know, if you do the blended format, it's 5 hours of, you know, virtual training. So, so some of our instructors, sometimes it's harder to kind of get them on schedule. But, you know, Selena is always one of the ones who is available for the trainings, because that's her primary job.
Yeah, again, I'm doing that with, I have a co-instructor who's also an AmeriCorps service member in my same organization. And we're fortunate enough that we're flexible, that we can do some person and some virtual, but it is still, you have to like coordinate with everyone else. Like, hey, you know, I'd normally do this, this, and this.
Right.
Friday, I can't be here because I'm doing this. So someone has to cover. So there's like this sort of domino shifting, who can backfill everything to get the trainings done. But But I do find them very valuable. It's one of the things that I truly enjoy about this role that I have is that I've been able to do this with more and more people. It's something that I find very valuable. I have some lived experience with some of the things that we cover in the trainings. Are you a trainer as well? Have you been through the training or do you do any of these trainings?
I do. I am both an adult and a youth MHFA instructor. So I do some of the trainings as well. The other thing that Selena has also taken the initiative to really look at reaching out to our underrepresented groups, like the Latino population and the Native American population. And she helped create like a land acknowledgement statement that we can use at the beginning of every training. And, you know, so she's been instrumental in helping maybe reach communities or help reach communities that are underrepresented. So that's been very helpful.
One of the things I like to ask people who normally are volunteers with the organization, you serve for 10 months. There's some terminology. So technically we're volunteers. We don't get paid. We get a living stipend. We don't have a work schedule, but we have a volunteer schedule. But I was asked, like, if you could look back and talk to yourself before you joined AmeriCorps, what would you say? What advice would you give to someone who's thinking about joining AmeriCorps as a whole who might end up at your organization in the future? Like, is there something like a just word of advice? What do you think someone like Selena, who isn't Selena, might need to know before they join? I asked that really weirdly, but I think you know what I mean.
I do. I think it's to be flexible because there isn't, it's about delivering mental health awareness, right? You want people to be aware of mental health issues. This is one way we can do it is by offering mental health first aid classes and QPR classes. But in between that, there's like all kinds of other things that you could do. Like right now we're in discussion about, you know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. What kind of activities do we want to do within our organization that promotes mental health awareness for that month? So Selena has been throwing out some ideas and we're having some discussion. So it could be a lot of other things outside of just doing the trainings.
Right.
And I think that is one of the things that can make the position interesting and fascinating because you're not stuck doing just that. You can bring in your own creative ideas, like Selena has brought in the, you know, creative ideas about. She was the one who, you know, sent an email around saying, well, what can we do for, you know, Mental Health Awareness Month, you know, and sort of encourage those type of conversations. And, you know, she's found community events where partner organizations are hosting to promote mental health. She's brought that to our attention, you know, so things like that. There's a lot of different things that can be happening in the community that if you're sort of an employee of MCOE and you're stuck doing your job, sometimes it can be you're in this silo, in this bubble,
right,
and you don't realize what's happening out there. So, you know, I think where an AmeriCorps worker can really help is to sort of look beyond the office boundaries and look at the community and see what else can you do in the community that you can bring, you know, the attention of that to your, host site.
Fantastic. I'm thank you for sharing that. So kind of the same question for the host site supervisor or host site coordinator. And you already mentioned just letting people know it exists, that this is an opportunity that potential host sites could have. Is there anything else that you would offer as advice for someone who is in the process or thinking about becoming a host site?
Yeah, I think it would be just to be very clear on what the parameters are, you know, that it's not because that housing is not provided. You know, there's a lot of things to consider. Of course, like you mentioned, you're not given a salary, you're given a stipend. You know, I think the job itself is very rewarding, but you just have to be clear that it fits in with your own finances and, you know, and Healthy Minds Alliance does offer suggestions on, you know, housing and things like that, you know, where you can find housing without having to, you know, maybe you can find like a host family to live with, or, you know, just kind of different ways you can manage that without having to travel all across the US and have to pay for housing, you know. So there are, you know, ways you can kind of get around certain things like that. But I would just say, be very clear what the parameters are for AmeriCorps so that you go in, you know, knowing what all the limitations are. And if you can't afford it to do it for that service term, it may not be the right thing for you to do, because you have to be
right
40 hours, right? You can't have that and another job to pay your way. Right. So
it is challenging to find all the things that fit, but when it does work, it's a very rewarding experience. You know, and again, we're very clear, AmeriCorps is for any person, any age, any experience, but I think it caters itself to maybe a younger person who's not yet entered the workforce, who's about to. You get some very valuable life experience.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to speak for anyone, but I would imagine if you do a really good job as a volunteer, there's a chance there might be a job on the other side of it for some people, or at least the experience you gain might help you get into that field or even learn, you know, I love doing this, but this isn't the field I want to spend my career in.
Right.
So, I focus on the life lessons as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Natasha, I've had a wonderful time talking to you. Is there anything I didn't ask about, but you're really excited to share that you wished I had asked? Imagine I just did, and then tell me all the exciting things you wanted to tell me I didn't ask about.
Well, I think the only thing I want to add is that we're looking at, because Selena is doing her second term with us for Health 360. But we're looking towards after Selena leaves. I think her time is done in November. And just historically, it's taken us months in the past to get an AmeriCorps worker. So we're starting, you know, in the spring, the process of looking for the next one. And one of the things that we're now, while Selena's still with us, we're now looking at is, you know, going to our community college, for example, our local community colleges around, and maybe giving a presentation on what AmeriCorps is like. Selena can be there. She can kind of talk about her experience as an AmeriCorps worker and what she found rewarding about the whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, we can then find somebody sort of in our local area who's interested in being an AmeriCorps worker, you know, for next year. So,
right.
So I think that's our, you know, we're adding that approach because just kind of throwing it out there into the ether hasn't been very successful for us because we get a lot of like East Coast applicants. And I know,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's difficult. The moving across countries is a difficult thing to have to, you know, coordinate. So, we're trying this other aspect to see if that works better in finding us an AmeriCorps worker.
So as we bring this week's episode to a close, I want to once again say thank you to Natasha for joining me today and sharing a little bit about their experience with AmeriCorps as a host site coordinator. I really hope that you've enjoyed listening, and I hope you'll join us again next week when we will have another amazing guest to chat with. As a reminder, if you are interested in becoming a service member or you have any questions about serving, or perhaps like Natasha, your organization would like to become a host site, you will find information and links to follow in the show notes.